As October marks 10 years of Baroque Bonbons, I'm looking at my best of. And today, the prize for my favourite musical discovery. It's a piece of music which I had not encountered until I came upon the name Albi Castro and tried to find out more about the composer, hoping that material for a bonbon would emerge. In doing so, I discovered the Adagio from his fourth concerto, which has become one of my all-time favourite pieces of music. Giovanni Enrico Albi Castro spent most of his days astride a horse. He was captain of the cavalry in the Dutch Republican Army in the War of Spanish Succession. In his spare time, he was a talented amateur musician, and he served as the orchestral leader at the University of Leiden in the 1680s. His real name was Johann Heinrich von Weisenberg, but he published his compositions under the pseudonym of Albi Castro, reflecting the vogue for Italian music. He was born in a village near Weisenberg in Bavaria to Swiss parents. He seems to have been educated in Vienna, and there's something about his surprising harmonic devices and some of his flamboyant violin writing that would suggest that he'd been influenced by Bieber. Albi Castro's instrument was the violin, and Quant speaks highly of him in his autobiography, suggesting that Albi Castro was something of a virtuoso. His Opus 7 are a collection of concertos. In many of them he experiments with harmonies and sequences. Then, in the fourth concerto, there is the treasure, the Adagio. This has a weaving, almost improvisatory melody for the oboe, underpinned by shifting harmonic patterns for the orchestra. Here is the Adagio from Albi Castro's fourth concerto, and it's played by a Baroque ensemble from Prague, Collegium Marianum, under Václav Lux. That was Albi Castro's Adagio from his fourth concerto, played by Collegium Marianum under Vaclav Lux. To hear this again, go to the FMR website, click on podcasts and find Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.